这个吗？我要这个吗？在这边。
弟兄姐妹平安。
Greetings to all.
来到教会才知道乳糜生病了。我们坚信主用他大能的手一定能医治好五类弟兄，感谢主。
So we heard this morning our brother is sick and we know our Lord is going to heal him.
我今天见证的题目是主是我们温暖的港湾。
The thing I'm going to share is the Lord is really our warm harbor.
这两年主在我身上做了一些功课，在谢谢主的给我的这些功课中，自己也有一些成长。
Lord worked on me in the last couple of days.
信主以后，我认识到我们生活在当今的社会是暂时的，仅仅是一个客旅。
And after believing Lord, I realized the journey we are on the earth is just temporary.
最终我们会上升到天家。
Eventually, we're going to go to the above.
启示录里面告诉我们，这是一个更美的家乡。
Revelation says that's going to be a better place.
从认识主和学习主的道，一直到坚定不移的相信，并行出来，也是有一个很长的过程的。
It has been a process for me to hear about him, to learn about him, to believe in him, and to behave like him. It takes quite some time.
我们也都知道，世俗社会，撒旦也是无孔不入的，心中的老我也常常抬头。
And we know in the world Satan is everywhere, and we always keep our old selves in us.
以赛亚书五十三章第六节。主就告诉我们，我们如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。我正是这样。
以赛亚书，给我一点时间。
请高弟兄讲一下，会英文。
多少章啊，老师？
五十三章第六节。
第六节，
不接。
We all like sheep have gone astray, each of us have turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
去年八月二十五号，因为腿的毛病而搬到平房，我不因为上下楼梯而苦恼了。
Last year, August 25th, our family moved to a new house because of my leg problem. So I did not have to worry about how to climb up to stairs anymore.
刚刚才太太平平的过了几个月，后来发现两只脚都肿了。
In a few months, I start to notice both of my legs start to be swollen.
这并不是心脏和肾的问题。
It was nothing to do with my heart and kidney.
接下来就腿上出现了无数个小红点。
And then I start to notice the red rashes on my legs.
小红点发展成一块一块的红斑。
The rashes develop into like red plaques on my legs.
很痒。
Very itchy.
不是一般的痒。
It's very hard to handle.
而是奇痒。
Extremely itchy.
大家能听得懂奇痒。我的小外甥查了我所服用的药，找到了过敏源。
My younger grandson did some research and he found I was actually allergic to the medicine I was taking then.
可是这种药我已经整整吃了三个月。
But this medicine had been taken for over 3 months.
到今年二月底才爆发出来。
Until February this year, you start to have this allergic reaction.
这种病例也是极少数的。
The cases of this allergic reaction was very, very rare.
小外甥在家里还让我做好准备，红点会发展到全身，甚至于到头上。
My younger grandson remind me that it could be possible the rashes would get worse.
而且不容易治好。
It would not be that easy to be healed.
到这种情况以后，当时心情很沮丧。
I was very depressed after hearing that.
真的是老我抬头了。
The old self.
撒旦也进攻了。
Satan came.
我就埋怨这埋怨那。
I started to complain.
整天陷在苦恼之中。
I was in a lot of worries.
往日我最喜欢的，最能够背出来的，不住祷告，凡事谢恩，神的最宝贵的话语。
I used to recite the verses very well.
在现实的问题中，怎么就置之脑后呢？
But in the real world, I start to forget about them.
人一辈子在生活中要过的沟沟坎坎太多了。
It is so frequent that we get to experience different situations.
诗歌中也告诉我们，有苦有乐，玫瑰好看也有刺。
Just like the Psalms told us, we may have beauty like the beautiful roses, but it does have the thorns on it.
多种的病痛都会有。
We may experience different sickness.
尤其是我们老年人。
Especially when we age.
碰到困难、疾病，终身的信念难道就动摇了吗？
It is not the truly time to deviate from our belief when we encounter things like this.
这才真正辜负了神对我满满的爱。
That was not the love I deserve from Lord.
我要认认真真的在神面前认罪悔改。
I do want to confess and repent.
在座的弟兄姐妹们都经历过疼痛和一点点痒的感觉。
We all have experienced different kinds of pain or the itchy skin.
但是痒和奇痒可能都没有感受过。
But not everyone may have experienced the difference between being itchy versus extremely itchy.
八十多年来，我也是第一次感受到奇痒的滋味。
I'm in my 80s, and it's my first time that I start to experience the extremely itchy skin.
全身上下特别痒，又不能抓破。
It was all over my body, and I could not really break the skin.
痒到晚上也不能休息，不能睡眠。
I could not sleep well.
这个时候，到家庭医生那儿治疗了两个疗程。
I went to my family doctor.
家庭医生又把我转到专科。皮肤科去看，看了四个疗程。
And he referred me to specialist dermatology for like four courses of treatment.
他们都开了类固醇的药。
They gave me steroids.
含有类固醇治疗痒的外用药膏。
As well as the ointment and steroid ointment for the topical application.
外用药膏有一号、二号、三号。
It has different applications.
吃了类固醇的药以后，红斑马上就消失了。
The steroid did control my rash.
我真的开心的不得了，我以为治好了。
I was of course very glad.
药吃完，红斑又出来了。
But after the steroids, the rashes came back again.
每次姐妹们关心的问好了没有。
Many sisters and brothers asked me how I was doing.
我开始都高兴的回答好了好了，一点都没有了。
I said I was fine now. I'm fine now.
不久又出现了。
But then it did come back.
这样几次反复以后，
after a few reoccurrence of this,
后来姐妹们再问我好了没有，
when I was asked how I was doing,
我都不敢讲好了。
I was not sure how to update them.
类固醇的副作用很大。
The side effects of steroids are not tiny.
以前我们一点不知道。
I didn't know about that before.
吃了类固醇以后，血压升高160，下面80到90。
The steroids drove up my blood pressure to be really high.
耳朵也听不清楚了。
My hearing was not good anymore.
后来只能涂外用药。
I could only continue to use the topical application.
每天半夜都没办法睡觉。
I continue to lose my sleep.
徐弟兄是起来帮我擦后背，我就擦全身。
And my husband had to get up to help put all these medications on my skin.
这样的日子前前后后过了半年。
It was about like 6 months of doing this.
病中原主姐妹把我这个情况带到查经组。
Sister Pearl brought this to our fellowship group.
弟兄姐妹们为我祷告。
Everyone prayed for me.
有的姐妹一直在下面为我也祷告，求主耶稣。
Sisters prayed for me a lot.
在周五晚上查经时，曾勇弟兄也一直为我祷告。
On our Friday's fellowship, Brother Zhen Yong continued to pray for me.
后来我都不太好意思，为什么？因为我们北边查经小组，所有带到问题带到组内的，不管是国内国外，组内组外，男男女女，老老少少，都进行祷告。
I was not quite sure if continued to voice my discomfort because there were a lot of prayers needs at our fellowship.
很多的祷告的那个弟兄姐妹，他们都是癌症，所以我都觉得不好意思，因为我毕竟是小小的这个外科的问题。
Those prayer needs sounded more urgent than mine.
有的弟兄姐妹工作非常忙，还要又离我们家又很远，还到我们家来看我。
Brothers and sisters, they were having very busy workload and they still came to visit me.
以赛亚书41:13.
Isaiah chapter 41.
因为我耶和华你的神必搀扶你的右手，对你说，不要害怕，我必帮助你。
第几节 again? 13. For I am the Lord your God who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, Do not fear, I will help you.
以赛亚书53:4.
Yeah.
他诚然担当我的忧患，背负我们的痛苦。
Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering.
我只有紧紧地依靠神，有病痛也不怕。
I can only rely on our Lord, so I do not have fear.
更不应该胡思乱想。
I should not have been really worried too much about it.
弟兄姐妹们的祷告，看我，便秘中又给我送来很多他们辛辛苦苦种的蔬菜。给了我很多的关爱。
Yeah, brothers and sisters, your prayers, your visiting, as well as your sharing fruits from your gardens truly helped me a lot.
给我在病痛中增加了力量。
Strengthened me a whole lot.
诗篇133:1.
Psalm 133.
弟兄和睦同居是何等的善。何等的美。
Yeah, Psalm 133:1, Lord really helped me see the picture. How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity.
在教会几十年来，我是有深切的体会的。
I have truly experienced this after living in this church for so many years.
这一次药物过敏，这一次药物过敏。
The allergic reaction this time.
我们老早我讲过的，圆珠姐妹是我们半个家庭医生，一打电话她就跟我们讲，跟我们交流。
Sister Pearl was really like half of my family doctor.
她这一次告诉我们，病机不要乱投医。
Yeah, she reminds me be careful which doctor to go to.
第二点，用药前一定要上网查清楚，看看药的作用。和它的副作用。
Second is to fully look up this medicine online before you start to take it.
医生给你开处方，绝对不会告诉你它有什么副作用的。
Yeah, prescription from doctor, you may not be well reminded of the potential side effects.
这两年来的病痛让我更切身的体会到。
My pain in my body in the last couple of years did remind me.
我们一起困苦。我们的一切困苦，主都担当下来。
And Lord, truly take our burdens and pains.
虽然过敏至今还没有好清。
Even though my allergic reaction is not completely gone.
但是感谢主，晚上可以整整的睡一个觉了。
But thank Lord, I can sleep now.
只有腿上有红点。
And the rashes are only located in the legs areas now.
我也就不胡思乱想。
I do not have fear anymore.
主是我温暖的港湾。
Lord is my warm harbor.
主内弟兄姐妹的祷告给我力量。
Your prayers did support me.
在这个有爱的大家庭里面。
In this welcoming family.
我要和弟兄姐妹进变金，同背十字架，更好的来侍奉我们的主。
I'd like to carry the cross with you all and serve our Lord. Thank you all.
为大家念段的圣经。要常常喜乐，不住祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
看不见你听见吗？
Okay, 我有没看吧？Be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. 我在想，我在想，谢谢。我们今天在五雷弟兄这个事情上面，我们怎么可以谢恩
？I've been thinking how we should still give thanks in the matter of what Brother Wu Lei has been experiencing right now.
我就想到，他今天本来要出门的。
They were about to travel.
如果他这个病在路上发生了，那更麻烦。
What would have been the case if he started to have this in the middle of their travel?
所以你看，我们知道我们的神是在掌管一切。他没有打盹，他也没有睡觉，这个不是他不知道的事情。所以我们可以在这些事情上面，我们还是仍然可以做感谢。
So we can tell that Lord was in control of this. We should still give thanks.
我们继续的为五雷一家祷告。
Let's continue to pray for this family. I'll try bilingual. 我就像弟兄姐妹一样，今天早上来听见五雷弟兄的，我们都很吃惊，对吧？我也是很吃惊。所以刚才看见弟兄叫我们大家三四个人在一起祷告，我觉得我这个星期身体上也很软弱，我的腰不好，三个星期来是最残疾的时候坐在后面。其实是五雷的太太教会完了之后给了我膏药，那个膏药真的是让我这个星期的痛就好了很多。其实我们人都很偷懒的，我前一阵看我们教会的 serve 的 schedule， 我看见这个月好像没有我翻译，哎呦我好高兴啊。因为其实每次翻译之前我都要做很多功课，很紧张。然后礼拜几礼拜三圣明弟兄给我打电话说你这个星期天翻译，哎我说不对你错了，这个月没有我翻译。他说我们祷告会刚刚完，可能有些变化。然后我就说神啊，你真是不给我放假，我本来都很轻松的一个月。所以 anyhow 我感谢，就像刚才通理弟兄说，神知道我们的软弱，其实神也保护他的每一个儿女。他说五雷弟兄他们要去 travel 今天是吧，就像杨毅姐妹当年也是，不是要回中国吗，对吧？其实神都在 the best timing helped 了他们。我觉得真的是还是要感恩，我们一起祷告为着五雷弟兄能够过这一关。还有呢，就是说其实我这一年可能大概就是从去年这个时候，有一次 Robert 给我联系说你可不可以 back up 我们的翻译，哎，我说 back up piece of cake， 就是 back up， 其实做得很糟糕，我也没想着会来做翻译的侍奉。可是好像神在那次之后不仅不要 back up， 还叫我 join 这个 translation team。我觉得神也给我这个感动，而且弟兄姐妹扶持我说神好像是看中你的心，你服侍的心，这是丽红姐妹给我那句话。所以我就一直 take 这个 神的 challenge， 我就一直在学习。每次知道我自己要该我翻译了，我就会花很多时间在家里预备，因为我毕竟以前做翻译，我的词汇量只限于在医学词汇，我圣经词汇我几乎都不懂。所以实际上每次我觉得这一年我要说什么，跟五类弟兄也同工了大概有一年了吧，我觉得每次看见我们英文很好的对圣经很属灵的弟兄坐在下面，我在这儿其实我心里就踏实很多。所以我每次讲不上来的词，看见弟兄在下面给我供应，我觉得真是神能够借着这些肢体。今天不是我们说了很多肢体的话嘛，对吧？正好我的肢体也不对，所以在你肢体不对的时候，你看一个身体就是神造的肢体，有一个地方不对你就能感觉到 and it hurts。 所以我这个星期腰不对，我就别的 part 就 work so much harder to balance this。 然后我们弟兄今天有软弱，你看我们 church 的马上就忙起来了，我们祷告就忙起来了。我是要说的是，跟五类弟兄同工了差不多一年，在翻译和讲道的这个事情上，我看见他的耐心和在主里的每一天，我看见他的 consistency， 他的在主里的词义。其实我想起来，我来教会，我们大概2000年来教会吧，五类弟兄在我眼里的形象永远都是那么一个形象，一个很谦和，一个很谦卑，一个很在主里非常勤劳的满脸都是笑容的一个弟兄。你甚至都不容易让他给他很多的 attention， 得到你的注意。但是今天听见五类弟兄对我来说，我就觉得怎么会在他身上有这种事情。但是想来看着神他在主里的每一天，我看见他的 consistency。 其实你说我们教会现在经历了几大阶段，我觉得三个阶段。最开始我们来教会是冯牧师的时候，是吧？那会儿五类弟兄我想做的是一样的事情，完了冯牧师退休了，我们来了何牧师，我想五类弟兄同样做的是一个事情。现在何牧师也不在我们当中了，是我们弟兄姐妹共同扶持这个教会，因为有神的同在，我们看见五类弟兄做的还是同一样事情。所以他每个星期都有很多在神里的事情去做。而且对我来说，我做翻译的时候，五类弟兄有的时候就下来会跟我更正，非常友好的跟我更正有些词应该怎么做。其实他也给我很多 encouragement， 我愿意在家里比如说排到我的时候，我就会努力的去学习，当然没有排到我的时候我就很偷懒。我觉得五类弟兄给了我很多 encouragement。他有一次讲到，他把材料发给我，他说你看一下，这就是我的材料。他每次把材料发给我，他就说你看你有没有什么 feedback。 他很认真的说，你不要总是说我的讲稿还可以，他说我希望你给我一些可以改进的。所以我那一天我就诚恳的跟他说，我觉得你的讲稿非常easy， especially 对年轻来说很容易很适合。我说我对于如果你要 feedback， 我觉得你加一点 intro， 加一点就是怎样把你的话题引进来。所以他真的花了两三天的时间把那个他的讲题加上去 intro。 那就是有一次他的讲稿，那会儿乌克兰战争还没打起来，如果大家弟兄记得他的 intro 就是，我们不知道现在这个世界上会发生什么，我们知道有瘟疫有什么的，我们甚至还会可能会看见战争会发生，就是那次讲到以后其实战争就发生了。那个就是他听了我的 feedback， 他把那个 intro 给加进去，然后他那天讲的什么 message 我都不太清楚了。也就是说，我觉得这个弟兄让我们看见 consistency。 我觉得神借着今天把他送到医院 at the right timing， 也给我们这个肢体一个 response time， 对吧？ We as a whole to respond。 还有呢，他的 consistency 真的是给我们一个很大的 inspiration。 我记得我就说2000年我们来的时候孩子出生了，那会儿还是 baby 的时候，五雷基本上就是这样 serve。 现在 middle school 了，后来跟叔叔有同工的时候，一起侍勤的时候，他还是那样在 serve。像我们的孩子都离开我们到大学里边去，在大学里边带下面的新生，他们在当那个 fellowship leader 的时候，我们的弟兄还在这里 consistently do the same thing。 我觉得神虽然说弟兄病了我们都很 shock， 但是我觉得神给我们神的计划我们永远不知道。我觉得神给我很多今天的看见。所以 what I'm sharing is brother Ule has been sick today in hospital. Probably he was sent to emergency this morning. We were very shocked. But I learned that as all the members in the church, if one member was weak, the rest of the members start to respond in the right way. And we pray a whole lot as a group today. And this brother, in my mind, has having like a constant image. And he lived his way to please the Lord. On a daily basis. my baby were young and he was serving here. And we got new pastor. He was serving the same way. Now we even don't have a pastor. Every brother and sister served the church. He had been serving and played his role still constantly, daily, in the same way. So this was the reminder from our Lord. Like Uncle Tony said, we still want to give thanks for sending him to the hospital on the right day and the right timing. And thank Lord for the reminders that he could give to us. So, 我很抱歉，我没有想着要上来，但是有没有 next？
弟兄姊妹们好，好，我很不想浪费这一段时间。I
want to take advantage of this time.
今天实在是非常的，怎么讲？惊吓。
There may not be the right word to describe my mood, but
没有想到武雷弟兄会突然间发生这样的事情。
It was unexpected to see what occurred to our brother this morning.
我想刚才我们姊妹上来做见证，她说她没有想到会有今天的翻译的工作。Like
sister just shared, she did not expect to translate today.
她以为可以休一个月的假。She
thought she could have a break.
神有他自己的安排。Lord
has his own plan.
其实我们应该来到教会应该有一个带着侍奉的心。We
come to church with a heart to serve.
我们每一个人都应该有这样子的一个心态。And
every one of us should have this heart.
不要以为自己没有这个能力。
Do not assume I am not capable of doing this.
神既然救了我们，他把我们安置在教会的里面，必然有他自己的旨意。Lord
saved us and put us here, and he has his own purpose for every one of us.
心里不要老是想着说上面有牧师、有执事、有干事，或是有任何其他的弟兄、属灵的弟兄来做服事的工作。Do
not assume all the services should have been done by our pastor or the brothers and sisters in charge.
应该想到说，我能为主你做什么？We
should always ask ourselves what I can do for you, Lord.
因为教会 乃是肢体,
because the churches are truly consist of all the members.
我们应该为着每一个肢体来彼此扶持。
We should support each other among all the members.
左手一定要来帮助右手。
The left should support the right.
右手也要来帮助左手。
Vice versa.
从头到脚,
From head to toe, nothing should be missed.
少了一样, 都是缺憾,
lacking of one part is insufficiency and incomplete.
更是遗憾,
and sorry for that.
所以神把我们放在教会里面, 并且用肢体作为一个解释。
So the church has all the members that has its own purpose.
让我们彼此互相扶持, 这是身体的主要的功能。
And the members to build up each other, support each other, that's the main function and purpose of of the church.
So we
should often come to Lord and pray.
主啊, 我能做什么? 求你使用我。
Lord, what I can do for you, please use me.
这样教会才能够复兴。
That way, church can be revived.
这样子主的工作才能够持续地继续向前。
Lord's work can continue.
而不是只是靠几个弟兄或者姊妹在那里运作。
And so Lord's work is not done by just a few members of the church.
手指头想动, 手背不动, 他也做不了事情。
Yeah, the fingers can't want to move, but the arm does not support. We cannot reach anything.
手臂跟手指都想做事, 脚不动, 还是没有用。
The whole arm works, but our legs does not cooperate. We still cannot reach anything.
所以肢体是彼此互相的帮助是非常的重要。
That's why the members support each other. That can accomplish everything.
我讲老实话，我在教会的服事完全是我求来的。
To be honest, the part I play in church was via my prayer.
虽然只是一个拨饼、一个领会的工作而已。
Even though it was to serve the communion as well as being host.
但是每一样都是我跟神求来的。
But all of this were via my prayers to Lord.
我没有做过这个见证。
I never did testimony of this.
但是我今天要告诉你们。
But I want to share today.
1998年、99年。
1998 or 1999.
我跟神求。
I pray to Lord.
我说主啊，我说我来教会已经四年多了。我说我可不可以，能不能在教会有一点点的服事？
So I asked the Lord, I've been at this church for four or five years, Lord. Do you think there could anything I could do here?
我说主啊，能不能让我在擘饼的侍奉上让我有份？
Do you think I could have a part in the communion service?
我不知道在座的年，也许有些人不记得，年长的年时间久的也许记得。1997、1998、1999年到2000年我忘记了，好像是1998年还是1999年，我们教会以前还在副堂的时候，大堂还没有盖。那个时候我们聚会在那边，那个时候每天晚上礼拜天的晚上9点半以后，有一个特别为餐厅的这些厨子们预备了一个福音班，我不知道你们还记不记得。
And there, the elders here, you may remember that back in maybe 1999,when this part of the church was not built yet, we were worshiping maybe in the dining area, and every Sunday evening there was a prayer meeting. For those who were working in restaurants.
那个时候来参加的没有外人，都是我们教会里自己的弟兄。
Whoever came.At that moment was everyone from our own church.
后来因为没有任何的福音朋友来，所以这个福音班的人数就从十几个变成七八个，七八个变成五六个，五六个变成三四个，三四个变成一个两个，到最后只剩我一个人。
So there were really no people from a working restaurant came to attend this, and the number of people just keep dropping, and I was the only one finally.
所以每次我来礼拜天，我是下了班以后，然后就从公司直接换了衣服赶到教会来，开了门自己在桌子上，在那个副堂里面一边祷告一边读经。
So every Sunday after work, I changed at home and I came to church. I was sitting there and prayed.
我也没有坚持住。
And unfortunately, I did not continue long.
因为每个礼拜主日晚上只有我一个人。
Because I was the only one there.
所以我来了大概三四个礼拜，我也没有来了。
In about like a month, I quit it as well.
后来有一天，我跟主求侍奉的事情的时候。
So one day when I was praying to Lord how to serve here.
那一天那个时候。季弟兄还跟着我一起到教会来，在这个福音班，我们一起来参加这个福音班。
And that time, Brother Jill was here, and he actually came with me to attend this class.
在回去的路上的时候，因为我们俩开他开车子。
We shared the car, and on our way home,
他在车上跟我讲，他说：“王淼啊。”他说你愿不愿意在教会里有一点服事。
So Brother G asked me in the car on the way home, say, hey, do you think you could begin some service at our church?
我说我非常的愿意。
I am so willing to, I said.
我说我能做什么呢?
But what I can do?
他说下个礼拜啊,是薄饼,你愿不愿意跟我一起来服侍薄饼的聚会?
So brother just said, next week will be our communion. Do you want to do this together with me?
我的眼泪马上就流下来。
My eyes start to be filled with tears.
这是我跟主求的。
That was what I prayed to the Lord.
Yeah, 从那个时候开始。
Ever since then.
隔了大概一年多。
Like in a year or so.
我很贪心，我又跟主求。
Oh, I was greedy and I prayed again.
大概是20年，我忘记几月了。有一天我们在薄饼服侍的时候，我跟主求，我说主啊，我说能不能让薄饼的聚会也让我来服侍。
And I when I pray to Lord, can you use me?
不是薄饼，那个领会。
Yeah, can you start to use me to host our congregation?
结果有一天在薄饼的时候。那天刚好在走到台旁边的时候，快我们已经薄饼结束，在清理的时候，高弟兄走到我旁边来问我。
So one day after our communion and we were just wrapping everything up, and Brother Robert came up to me and said,
高弟兄说，王麦弟兄，你愿不愿意做领会的服事？
And Brother asked me, Hey, do you think you could start to be one of our hosts?
我心里非常非常的喜乐。
I was thrilled.
而且我也很惊讶。
I was surprised.
神居然借着弟兄来告诉我。
Lord answered my second prayer.
他听了我的祷告。
He listened to my prayer.
他也愿意把这个服事赐给我。
And he was willing to let me participate.
不要小看这个薄饼跟领会。
Do not look lightly on this community.
在神家里面，任何一件事情都是大事。
In the house of the Lord, every service we do is a major task.
我不知道高弟兄还记不记得这件事情，不记得了哈。
Robert did not remember this.
所以，不管是薄饼也好，领会也好，是我跟主求来。
So, my participation in these two services was via my prayers to Lord.
所以我这里做见证的意思就是说，神听我们的祷告。
What I'm trying to say is that Lord does listen to our prayers.
不要小看在神家里的服事。
Do not look light on the services that we do in this house.
神非常的重视的。
Lord takes, looks very heavily on this.
只要你愿意。
As long as you are willing.
只要你肯在神的面前上求。
As long as you are willing and you are willing to pray.
他一定会听我们的祷告。
He will listen.
至于赐不赐给我们，那是神的权柄。
To give us or not to give us is in his power.
同样的，今天任何一个人，我们从圣经里看，不管是摩西也好，是保罗也好，
If we look at any characters in the Bible, from Moses to Paul,
他们有一个服侍的心，但是以凭自己的己力的时候，神不用他们。
They did have their heart to serve, but whenever they wanted to use their own power, and Lord stopped them.
但是神知道他有一个爱主的心。
But Lord knew their hearts.
但时间到了，神就把他们呼召出来，来使用他们。
And then the Lord would use them at the right timing.
从这两点我们可以看到，我们愿不愿意在教会里来服侍神。
So we can tell, are we willing to serve at church?
一个教会的复兴是靠着所有的肢体彼此互相的扶持，互相的愿意帮助，才能够兴旺起来。
To revive a church, it truly depends on all the members to support each other and to build up each other.
同时也借着祷告。
As well as via the prayers.
我们教会的祷告实在太缺乏。
We need more prayers in this church.
讲起来也蛮遗憾的。
I'm sorry to say that.
我听到加州的一个教会，他们那边只要是在祷告的时间，每一个弟兄和姊妹都抢着祷告。
I heard about our church in California, and when it was time to prayer, every brother and sister, they were just fighting for the time to pray.
就怕那个领会的弟兄说停。
He just didn't like to hear the moment the host say, now time is up.
他们是抢着祷告。
They were fighting for the time.
我们这里是等不着人祷告。
And we've been waiting for prayers here.
这是一件很可惜的事情。
There's difference.
所以我在这里不是做见证，
This is not testimony.
也不是夸耀我自己有多能。
It's not bragging, but to urge.
我是跟弟兄姊妹们彼此劝勉。
Yeah, we urge each other.
想要看到神做工在我们的身上。
So we can see more works done by Lord.
我们必须要有一个愿意服侍主的心。
We have to put in our heart to serve.
这个教会就会兴旺。
Our church will be reviving.
Yeah, 我在这里想弟兄姊妹们，请求弟兄姊妹们在主面前带着一个愿意服侍的心跟主求。
I invite brothers and sisters to pray for our heart to serve.
神必做工在他的教会的里面。
Lord will work on us. 嗨 Michael.
So, hello, 弟兄姐妹好，但是我转完之后会用英文，因为我中文不太好。
I'm going to quickly switch to English.
Haven't been back for a while, so it's my first time back, and I just want to say it's good to be back.
我好久没回来了，今天很高兴看见大家。
And then a couple of times, I have a verse, one from Acts, chapter 1, verse 7.He said to them, It is not for you to know times or seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
Okay, 使徒行传多少章？第一
章
chapter 1.
Chapter 1, verse 7 and 8.
7 and 8.耶稣对他们说父凭着自己的权柄所定的时候日期不是你们可以知道的但圣灵降临在你们身上你们就必得着能力并要在耶路撒冷犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证
And then the other verse I had is from Psalms chapter 100 verse 2 It says serve the Lord with gladness come into his presence with singing
Psalm?
Yeah, 诗篇一百。
一百。
嗯哼。
一百。
And then verse 2.
Verse 2. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs.
And so I had that verse when I came in today. And I was like, oh, I'm going to be, it's going to be a good time.
So this verse is in my mind on the way I came here. So I like to share.
应该用中文吧。
Oh.哦、oh, ，我来的时候这些 verse 在我的脑海里，所以。
但是哦、，but today I came in and then heard Uncle Wu Lei is in the hospital.
哦、oh, ，我今天来了以后，听到武雷叔叔去医院了。
And today is also communion, so it's pretty special.
今天薄饼也是很特别的。
And so a lot of times when we come, we don't really know what's going to happen.
很多时候我们来的时候，我们都不知道我们会得着什么。
But we do know that Jesus has died on the cross for us.
但是我们知道啊，耶稣被挂十字架为我们。
And earlier today, when Austin's grandma was sharing.
Yeah, 早先是 Austin 的外婆在分享。
She said she was supported by the prayers of her brothers and sisters.
他说弟兄姐妹都给了、外婆很多的支持。
So in the same way, we can also lift up Uncle Wu Lei.
也我们对武雷叔叔也是一样的。
Because we know that Jesus has done the hard work.
因为我们知道耶稣已经做了他的工。
And that all we need to do, if we can't do anything else, the only thing we can do is pray.
Yeah, 我如果我们能为武雷叔叔做什么，就是吃、 恒切的祷告。
And then, recently I've been to, there's an international prayer house.
哦，最近有一个国际的祷告会，祷告店。
It's over in Missouri, and they offer 24/7 prayer to God.
是在密苏里24小时，24×7。
They do it day and night.
就是不停的，不间断的。
And so, if you ever want to know, like, is anybody praying? 你们要知道有人在为神祷告。I can say that there is people praying.
哦，所以我们会很欣慰的知道，总会有人在那儿祷告。
And you don't have to look far; it's only like 20 minutes away.
20分钟开车。
And so they do it nonstop. They've been going for 20 or 30 years.
他们做这样无停休止的祷告已经有20-30年了。
They have English speakers, English teachers, as well as Chinese teachers and Chinese preachers.
是双语的，英文和中文的。
And so just know that even though they can't do much, they still offer their worship and praise to God.
所以他们真的是一直都在不间断的祷告和赞美神。
That's all I want to share. Thank you.
我想分享的这个，谢谢。
呀，我们都，五雷弟兄啊，今天也是很惊讶，确实是知道五雷弟兄这些祝愿，但就想心里面好像还蛮平安的，想在我们当中有许许多多弟兄姊妹们，真的都经过这许许多多的。这些病痛苦难但主也带我们过来我想每一次我们经过或者我们有肢体是有这些是我们感谢主真的是主在这里是设立了他的身体然后让我们一同在这里来经历所以
So may I interrupt?I was sad to hear what happened to Brother Wu Lei this morning, but actually I believe most of us have the peace inside because we know Lord is in control, and many of us have gone through sickness and his healing because a sovereign Lord is in control.
Yeah. 主确实是在掌管。
He's in charge.
Yeah. 我想真的是每一次像我们的病痛每一次像我们修这些像这些患难是吧我想就像我们今天所唱的这每一天像他这里是说每一天是我们度过每一时刻我获得力量可以胜过试探是吧我信靠我天父智慧的计划
It's just like whenever we have sickness on our body and we go through the hurt every moment, but just like what the hymn that we sung every day, every moment, we get the strength from our Lord.
我们很感谢主，真的，我们会有很多的惊慌，我们也会有许多的担忧，特别当事情一来到的时候。
Yeah, it is true we lose control and we are very surprised and we have to go through everything.
但实在很感谢主我想是主在这里设立让他的教会我想我们也弟兄姊妹们也都知道我想我岳母然后杨毅我想这些事我们也都记得弟兄姊妹们当真的是有一事情一来然后许多的弟兄姊妹们真的是一起祷告我想不单只是我们也是是在这里一同的来经历，一同的来，真是更多的认识神。
Yeah, we have the church here, we have all the members here, and we were reminded like my family went through like what happened to my in-law and what happened to my wife. We remembered him.
我想今天，当我也是在寻求的时候，我想就是神掌权这句话。我想一直是印在我心里。
Today when I was seeking, Lord in control, kept popping up.
神在我们每一个人的心里面掌权。
He's in charge in every one of our hearts.
他也在我们每一个家庭，我们每一个的，我想健康里面来掌权。
He's in charge in every family, every household, and in everyone's health.
我一直记得一位弟兄讲过一句话，他说
我们
所遭遇的每一件事情是神用他爱的手来量过的。
Whatever we encounter was really measured by the Lord's love.
我想我们今天一直是在主的饼杯面前来纪念他。
We have been remembered in front of the cup today.
那是纪念主的爱，那一个舍己的爱。
This is to remember the love from the Lord, the selfless love.
当我们知道主不单只为我们死，他也为我们复活，为我们升天，他也一直是在掌管。
Now we know he not only died for us, he came back to life for us, and he has been staying in charge forever.
他不单只在我们每一个人里面，在我们的心，在我们的那一个像我们所遭遇的每一件事情里面掌权。
He is really in charge of everything in our individual as well as things or situations what we're going through.
但主的掌权，我想他是在爱的里面，是在他真理里面来掌权。
Because he has the truth and the love.
很多时候我们讲到掌权，好像是那一个就是好像命令很多的事。
Sometimes we think he is in charge. We think he's commanding things.
但真的神是，他是在爱里面，他是让我们对他有回应，然后他在我们里面来掌权。
But truthfully, he's in charge because he has power and he wants us to respond to his love.
我想感谢主啊，刚才有弟兄姊妹啊，这些见证的里面，你看到他们认识主。他们碰到事情，他们就来到主面前，他们都经历过主，他们就向神祷告。其实借着祷告，也借着在祷告中与主的交通，神是那样的在我们里面来掌权。
So from what brother and sister shared, everyone has encountered something, but everyone learned to pray to Lord and learned to see how Lord was in charge of our situations.
小万老师是提到他在这些病痛的里面，是不是各样的事，但他能够仰望主，主也在主的交通里面，他能够经历到主的那一个，今天我们弟兄所讲主的那一个同在。
And grandma shared she was looking upon Lord as she was going through the physical skin issues.
我们弟兄他有一个，他讲到他的服事是求来的。
And the brother even mentioned his service was via his prayers and ask this from Lord.
但那是什么？为什么要去求
？Why do you have to go and really ask for it？
好像服事是他还要求吗
？Is a privilege you have to ask for？
那是我们弟兄他里面对神的爱、对主的爱的那一个回应。
It was his response to how he loved our Lord.
主是这样的在我们心中想来掌权。
That is how Lord is in charge in our hearts.
像刚才我们弟兄有提到，他说那个要凭着父，凭着自己的权柄，是吧？父是有权柄的。
Our Father has the almighty power.
然后讲到圣灵降在我们每一个接受的人的里面。
The Holy Spirit is dwelling in every one of us who believes in Him.
所以圣灵里面让我们里面有感动，然后我们里面就有一个回应。
So when we can feel the Holy Spirit, we can respond.
神给我们那一个生命，那一个儿子的生命，然后我们在那个生命里面回应，神是借着这些在我们里面来掌权。
He gave us His Son, and we respond via the life from His Son.
我想这里是有很多，但我们感谢主。我们知道讲到主说只要他在我们当中，是吧？他说神的国是什么呢？神的国在我们当中， 那如果神真的是在我们每一位的里面，真的里面掌权啊，那真的就是神的国降临。
Yeah, if the kingdom is in us and takes in charge of things, that is the kingdom.
那神不单止啊，他在我们个人家庭里面掌权，神也是教会里面掌权。
He is the Almighty, not only in our individual, in our household, but also in our church.
我们弟兄啊，这些见证里面都讲到，教会是那个基督的身体。
The church is the body of the Christ.
教会，我想我们一听到五雷弟兄这些病，我们一起是吧？那不单只是这一次，好多次是吧？许许多多弟兄姊妹们，还有祷告会，真的我们知道了，我们都有一个回应，那这是神在教会里面让我们大家一个反应，很自然的，但是这真的是显明了主在我们当中这里的掌权。
So we heard of brothers Wu Lei, and every time when brothers and sisters had any sickness, the whole church responded via our church. That was really like Lord was dwelling in us, and the whole church, all the members respond this way.
那我们不知道后面会怎么样，但是我们在我们当中有许许多多，我想这些我们经历过的，我们蒙神医治，蒙神拯救，主我们也相信这次要在五雷弟兄身上，要来特别的保守看顾他。
We do not know about tomorrow, but we have witnessed what Lord has done, healed us, many of us, and we have confidence Lord will bring him back.
想里面有点感觉，我想每一个我们愿意服侍主的，我们都是属于主的。
Everyone who is willing to serve, we belong to him.
我们是在，就像我们诗歌所唱，我们安稳在神的手臂。
We stay strong. We stay strong in him.
安稳在神的手臂里面。神不单只是在那个教会里面掌权，是在他的身体。我想最近有一个主日我不在，我跟高弟兄都到了林肯的布拉斯卡那边他们有一个建堂不是建堂，献堂仪式。
Last month, one weekend we were meeting here, Robert's family and our family, we went to Nebraska. They had a ceremony to devote their church.
Yeah, church building.
Church building.
Yeah.就是一个 dedication 是吧？一个
dedicated the building。
高弟兄是在他们那边团契是最早的开始的一个人之一。
And Robert was one of the earliest members to start the fellowship many years ago。
那我们为什么去呢
？We went there because。
因为在那边我们度过了我们人生起码对我自己最艰难的两个月。
Because in Nebraska we went through the most difficult period in our family's time.
在那里两个月，但是是非常关键的那两个月。
And those 2 months we spent there were so critical to our family.
杨毅在那边有一个Midwest， 那里有一个特别的康复中心，叫做 Madonna Rehabilitation Hospital。
So my wife spent 2 months there at the McDonald Rehab Center.
然后，我想那两个月对她现在能够恢复的那么好，是非常关键的。
Those 2 months we spent there played a critical role of how we see her today.
神在那里预备了他的身体来帮助我们，一点都不认识他们。但神借着早在那里有预备了一个基督的身体在那里来帮助我们不配的，但我们那时候是最软弱的时候，是神借着他们来帮助我们。
So Lord prepared his body there many years ago to serve us during that period, and we did not deserve, but he was there to help.
所以当我们知道他们这边有一个献堂的仪式，我们觉得我们一定要去。
That was why after we heard they have a ceremony to dedicate their church building, we feel like we would love to go.
那是，但我们感谢主， 真的，主在各处，他是建立那一个基督，那一个地方性的那个肢体。
Our Lord is truly to build up the body in every location.
但他不单只是在那个教会里面掌权，他也是主，他是在全地掌权的主。
He was not only in charge in churches, he was also in charge in the whole territories everywhere.
我想我们都知道，我想我们也都还在瘟这个 COVID 就是瘟疫的这样的期间，也是在战争的期间。
We're still going through and coping with the COVID as well as the wars.
但是我们也都知道这些是真的。现在是一个，我想我们知道摩西是一个律法的时代，然后我们现在是在恩典的时代。但我们现在是在恩典时代的末期，很快可能我们就要进到一个国度的时代。
So we know that Moses was in the period about laws, and we live in the period about grace, and probably very soon
是一个 the times of the law, it's a dispensation, 或者是一个 it's a grace of the dispensation. 然后现在我们会进到那一个国度的那个时代。真的，但神仍然是在掌权。我们常常需要提醒，是吧？即使是洪水泛滥的时候，我们的主仍然是在掌权。
Just remind us, the Lord is always in charge and in control.
当我们真是仍然很多事情我们是不知道，但我想我们常常会说，我们知道是主掌管明天。
Yeah, there are so many things we do not know about tomorrow, but we know the Lord knows about tomorrow.
我们也知道主是要回来的。
He will come back.
Yeah, 我们回来，他会真是会照着，我想这些我们会有得奖赏。主啊，我们也有照着我们所行的，主要来这个回报。
Yeah. We're going to be rewarded when He comes back based on how we did.
我们是彼此的劝勉，我们是要向着主。能够忠心，我们就会真的就是里面有圣灵有感动，我们愿意来顺服圣灵的感动和带领。
So we should always encourage each other and always point to Jesus.
好让真的是他的教会，我们每一个家庭能够都得着建造，能够等候主的回来。
So the church as well as the family's members will all be built up to wait for his coming back.
今天的见证呢，我感觉的是语重心长，所以交通的里面呢，我也感觉也充满了劝勉跟激励啊。感谢主，我们基督徒的一个特点，那就是在我们里面有一个安息啊。不管是在怎样的旅途中，有那么多的好像不平凡的事情，但是呢，这个 signature 就是我们这个从神而来的安息。那我们起立，我们好不好唱诗歌465首。